decline in birth rates globally and here in the U.S., mental health, cool stuff like that. We've got Tudor Dixon dropping her podcast in the Clay and Buck podcast network. So there's a lot of reasons to subscribe, folks. Even if you're listening to the radio show, the podcast is a place where there's more content and stuff like that is great.
I can always look at Clay's face. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. You have a couple things or just is it a story?
I have two things. First of all, I'll update people on the poll.
Oh, my God. I knew he was going to do this. Garbage.
Not the kind of guy to brag or draw attention to myself, as everyone out there listening well knows. But Peter Pan dunking on Lady and the Tramp like a man would dunk on the women in the WNBA in the event he decided to identify as a woman. Peter Pan, 56% of the vote. Lady and the Tramp, 44% of the vote. Not close.
I mean, I first of all, it's your Twitter feed, and everybody knows who you are pulling for. So I demand a recount. Second of all, I think that's actually pretty neck and neck in Twitter world. I'll put that out there. But look, if some people just don't want to celebrate the most romantic cartoon sequence of all time with the spaghetti and the back alley and, you know, the great song, you know. Just saying.
I think Beauty and the Beast is more romantic.
Okay,
but,
that's probably true. But
I saw this story, and it just came out, and I'm picturing the dad who is somehow being blamed for this, Buck. So this is early tutorial for you. Dad's always to blame. A toddler has breached the White House grounds by slipping through the fence outside of the White House. They had to shut down the White House. Secret Service, Secret Service had to respond. The toddler, the access to the complex shut down. The Secret Service spokesperson stated the officers encountered a curious young visitor along the White House north fence line who briefly entered the White House grounds. Secret Service had to seize this kid. I can't stop thinking about the dad who is inevitably being blamed for the kid going through the fence. Because, Buck, you'll understand, it doesn't matter. If the kid goes through the fence, dad should have stopped it from happening. And I'm just picturing dad's reaction as he saw probably his two-year-old running across the White House lawn. And he was like, this family vacation is over. Thankfully the Secret Service managed to retain this toddler and return him to his parents without an incident. But I would love to hear from the parents as they watch their little 2-year-old sprinting across the White House grounds. So that just happened. They had to lock down the White House over this. This is something for you to keep in mind, Buck. Dad is always wrong. Just prepare for it.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. On the front lines of truth.
If you own a small business, you know the value of time. GetRefunds.com does too. That's why they've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit or ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com to get started, and in less than 8 minutes, see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance.
Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they may be able to help your business, too.
There's no upfront charge either. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based off of incomplete or outdated information.
Don't let this opportunity pass you by, because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited time. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
President Reagan may have said it best. The top 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Our federal government isn't helping you. Out of control spending is driving up inflation, pushing up the cost of everything from groceries to gas.
Save money where you can without having to sacrifice. You need Pure Talk, the cell phone company on a mission to save the average American family almost $1,000 a year on their wireless bill, because it isn't right being overcharged every month for a basic need.
Look at your bill. You're probably paying $80 a month per line to a company that doesn't care about you, just your money. Pure Talk will give you talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $30 a month with no contract.
Dial pound 250, say Clay and Buck, and save 50% off your first month. Their U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. That's pound 250, say Clay and Buck, and start saving now. One more time, pound 250, say Clay and Buck.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the
live
new you.
From the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas,
locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Prominent pastor and Christian broadcaster Dr. Charles Stanley has passed away. Dr. Stanley spent 65 years helping to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world through his Bible teaching ministry. He led First Baptist Church Atlanta for 50 years before stepping down in 2020. He was 90 years old. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas got an earful from disappointed Republicans today as he testified before the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Bob Agnew has more from Capitol Hill.
Senator Ron Johnson told Mayorkas some 4 million illegals made their way into the country last year. To put that in perspective,
22 states have populations less than 4 million people.
Despite the increase in illegal crossings, Mayorkas said he wanted to make one thing perfectly clear to the panel.
Let me first communicate a premise, which is we are very, very focused on the security of our border.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I don't want to listen to that. So,
Senator Johnson calling the Biden administration's handling of the border a failure. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Also at townhall.com, Norfolk Southern CEO set to testify before an Ohio Senate rail safety panel more than 2 months after a fiery train derailment rocked the village of East Palestine.
CEO Alan Shaw has promised millions of dollars to help the Ohio-Pennsylvania border community recover. The company is facing lawsuits, including one from Ohio's attorney general over environmental cleanup costs. But half of the nearly 5,000 East Palestine residents were evacuated for days. Many say they are suffering from health problems because of an intentional toxic chemical release, which was conducted to prevent uncontrolled explosions after the derailment. I'm Julie Walker.
Stocks moving lower now. The Dow is down 5 points and the NASDAQ losing 29. More at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. More than 100 local businesses are going to the Super Bowl. Well, kind of. The local Las Vegas businesses have been chosen to be part of Super Bowl 58 in the Business Connect program. They're now eligible to land subcontracts with NFL vendors and event producers for activities connected to Super Bowl 58, which is scheduled to be played February 11th at Allegiant Stadium. The chosen businesses are going to be profiled in the Super Bowl 58 Business Connect Resource Guide, which NFL vendors can use to fulfill their subcontracting needs for the Super Bowl and the 10 days of events leading up to Super Bowl 58. The city of Henderson picks one of its own to be its new police chief. Holly Chadwick, a 21-year veteran of the city's police force, has been a police captain since 2019. She's a graduate of the FBI's National Academy and holds a doctorate in public administration. Well, first it was BTS, now Blackpink. The female Southern Korea K-pop sensation is playing at Allegiant Stadium August 18th. Tickets go on sale April 28th.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a few crashes right now to look out for on the surface street. Sahara at Rainbow in the early stage. Tanea at Warm Springs. Tropicana at Eastern. And we're seeing some congestion on Interstate 515 northbound as you approach downtown at Eastern Avenue.
Gather round. Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
That's enough.
Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out.
Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act, to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, get it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, April 18th, as we maneuver through the wonderful month of April and on to the summer. I'm getting so excited. The kids are going to be out of school soon. It's going to be so much fun. Great to have you with us. Megan Barth, you want to talk about somebody that's busy. Megan Barth is juggling so many different plates here. She joins us now. Megan, how you doing?
Well, I am just finishing transcribing an interview I had yesterday with Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony. I'm just about to post that, just going through some pictures and adding some pictures to the piece. But it was a very informative interview. It was a great interview. He really spilt some tea, very honest, and had a lot to share with the Globe.
Let me ask you, as far as the week 11 of the Nevada legislature, I know that we had a deadline last Friday. A lot of good bills died. A lot of bad bills moved on. Can you talk a little bit about your impressions of what happened Friday? At least talking to a couple of members, there wasn't a rush to midnight or anything like that. It was rather civilized. Give me your take on what happened last Friday.
Yeah, you know, I think you know, the Democrats always have a much longer game plan than perhaps what many people realize. And as you and I have discussed now over the last 11 weeks, there are a lot of terrible bills that have made it out of committee, a lot of bills that have to do with a variety of increase in taxes, property taxes, sewer taxes, you name it. If the Democrats could tax the sunshine, they would. But a lot of these terrible bills, and then there's, of course, gender, you know, affirming bills. There's bills related to funding more illegal immigrant subsidies related through Medicaid, et cetera. So a lot of these bills, the Democrats know that Governor Lombardo will veto them. And so these bills are being slow walked because the Democrats are banking on the fact that they can gain one more seat in the state Senate, and that would give them the supermajority in the state Senate. And that supermajority, as they hold on to the supermajority in the Assembly, that supermajority in both houses would give them the ability to override the governor's veto in the next legislative session. So to date, the governor has only signed 4 to 5 bills out of this legislative session, which, according to many people I've talked to, including the lieutenant governor, is odd. But the rumor is that, well, if the Democrats are expecting many of these progressive bills to be vetoed, they're simply going to wait until the last minute to get the bills to the floor, and then the governor won't have a chance to veto the bills because the session will be over. So those bills will then carry on to the next legislative session, whereby the governor's veto pen will be null and void. Should the Democrats have the supermajority in both chambers, they will then pass these awful bills, which I had another interview yesterday with a Republican senator. He's very concerned that this game they're playing will usher in a state tax, income tax, an increase in property taxes, and basically make the silver state look like the beholden state, which is the state that borders us, California.
But are any of those types of bills, have they already had BDRs, bill draft requests? Are they already in legislative language? I mean, have they already been filed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I've written about all of these bills that are beyond BDRs. These all have Senate bill numbers or Assembly bill numbers. They've all been in through the committees. And many of these bills will find their way to the chamber floor. It's just a question of when.
Where did this strategy
come
about?
So the incrementalism, Kevin. Yeah. Now, is there a state income tax bill in a BDR request? No.
Okay.
But all of this incrementalism related to increase in property taxes. And look, you know as well as I do that the only thing keeping the Democrats from implementing a state tax is a two-thirds majority. Once they get that two-thirds majority by holding, by gaining a supermajority in the state Senate and holding the supermajority in the Assembly, the first thing, you and I both know, the first thing they are going to try to do is implement a state tax, because their whole goal is to increase dependency and increase the size of government.
This whole idea, though, of disenfranchising the governor, taking away, in essence, his veto power, where does that come from? I had never heard of that.
Well, it's just a political game. I mean, they're operating within statutory law. You know, they chair the committees, they hold the majority. They can pull as long as they're within statutory authority and constitutional bounds. They can pull any legislative trick they want. This is just a legislative trick. They don't want their bills vetoed that they want, that they believe they're going to be able to pass when they have a supermajority.
This is amazing, and this could all come down to the final week, the final days, the final hours of the session. Am I right?
Yes. So I'm actually going to get busier.
Yeah, if that is indeed possible. Any other some good bills that survived that you've been spotting that maybe Republicans have been sponsoring?
I honestly haven't seen everything that's come out of Friday yet, so I'm going to have to take a look. I believe that there are some bipartisan bills related to, the penalties and crime, for example, increasing fines on, like, catalytic converter theft. That just passed out of the Senate unanimously. There was, I was watching the Senate yesterday, just a handful of bullet bills came in front of the Senate. I think we're going to see some bipartisan legislation related to the crime of rape and how rape kits are handled. So there are some decent bipartisan bills that are making their way through, but solely Republican-sponsored bills, I just don't have that yet.
Wow. And you're posting an article coming up maybe later this afternoon?
Probably after we hang up. I just have to put a bow on it, and that'll be my interview with Stavros Anthony, and then I've got another article that I've got a draft.
You're amazing. Attorney General Aaron Ford has been busy, jumped into an abortion governor's coalition. Can you tell me, you were writing about that the other day. Can you tell me what that's all about?
Sure. And this comes right before. So today I was going to be at the legislature, but the Democrats canceled all the sessions, all the meetings, all the hearings, floor sessions, because Kamala Harris is in town. I mean, that's not why they said they did it, but we all know they want to take a field trip to Reno to visit with Kamala Harris because she's appearing at UNR to talk about abortion. Again, this is like her third, I think, trip to the Silver State to talk about abortion in a state where any pregnant mother can terminate their fetus up to 6 months of pregnancy. Nonetheless, abortion is going to be the number one issue for the DNC this time around because they're not done scaring women and kids into believing that, abortion is going to be taken away from them. But nonetheless, Aaron Ford, on the heels of a federal judge's decision in North Texas, which would basically overturn an FDA decision on an abortion drug, has entered about 13 states, including Washington, D.C., in a type of a class action amicus brief, basically coming out against that in order to protect women's rights. And so if they can't go to the clinic to get an abortion, they can walk into a Walgreens to get an abortion through a pill. So that is what Aaron Ford is doing during his tenure as a top law enforcement officer in the state and as someone who has sights on the governor's office. So in the next gubernatorial election, we can safely assume, I believe, that it will be Governor Lombardo versus Attorney General Aaron Ford.
Let me just ask you, and this is unfortunately, we're having to deal with this again, and that's more gun violence. Even in my old hometown of Kansas City, where an 86-year-old man shot through a door and did not kill a 16-year-old, but seriously injured that person. He's up for, I think, two counts of attempted assault. Interesting. And of course, more talk of, how do we quell gun violence? You have any thoughts on after Nashville, after Louisville, Kansas City? We've got the Sweet 16 dance over the weekend where there was gun violence. Can you talk a little bit about how long we go before maybe minds start being changed?
Well, one thing I never do is I never use the term gun violence. I've never met a violent gun. So in my perspective, I don't ever talk about gun violence.
Touche.
So I really wish, and I've said to you this before, I wish that would just be removed from our conversation because it aids and abets those that want complete and total gun confiscation. You know, every single incidence of violence is sad. It causes us to take a step back. But again, you know, we're dealing with very different issues across this spectrum of violence. We're dealing, on one hand, we're dealing with teens in Florida, nearly, what, four or five of them, as young as 12, decided to execute a bunch of their peers and leave them in ditches and dumpsters, and they obtained those guns through armed robberies and vehicle theft. We then, of course, look now to, did you say Oklahoma or Kansas? I can't remember.
Kansas City.
Kansas. Nonetheless, we have an 85-year-old man who perhaps feared for his life, having a stranger come up to his door, happens to be a black kid, happened to go to the wrong door, you know, perhaps thought he was defending himself from a potential home invasion. We don't know. So to lump all of these crimes that involved guns into one basket is really unfair. And it's an unfair debate. It's setting up basically a presumption that simply doesn't exist. So I don't think that the answer is for more gun laws, because 99% of the crimes that are committed with guns are committed by criminals or a mentally ill person. I've never met or heard of a violent incident involving a gun and a person, and that person was a member of the NRA.
Good point.
So, you know, I think from the standpoint of addressing crime and crimes that involve guns, it needs to be a very different conversation that no one is really willing to have. They want to have the easy conversations and talk about some myth called gun violence. And there is no such thing.
By the way, we'll be joined in our next hour by Randy Sutton, the retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, who talks a lot about cops and recruiting them and retaining them and all of that stuff. We'll talk with him coming up at the top of the hour. Megan, I want to ask you, I talked about how busy you were. You wrote a great piece that included kind of a mini interview with Governor Joe Lombardo, where he used some colorful language to describe the first 100 days. It's been a productive 100 days for him, hasn't it?
Well, I mean, I think it has in the sense that, you know, he has five bills that are drafted that don't necessarily go through a committee hearing, but they will go onto the floor. And those five bills address government regulations, public safety, school safety, school choice, and electoral integrity. That those all, maybe a majority of them will die on the floor. I think that the actually AB 330, which is a bill that made it out of committee, which has to do with school violence, which has to do with basically returning some common sense to discipline in schools. The Democratic legislature decided to use our kids as guinea pigs in this restorative justice experiment for the last 2 years. And the only thing that this restorative justice experiment restored was violence in the schools. And so the governor's safety bill, AB 330, strips out all of the restorative justice jargon from the legislative claptrap that the Democrats put together in 2019. So I think actually that the Democrats, because there's a lot of teacher support, there is a lot of bureaucratic support for AB 330. I think we're going to see that bill come out and signed by the governor. And so we can return some sense of structure and discipline to the schools. So I think going back onto your previous question and into this question, I think that that's going to be a hallmark bill for this governor. As I said before, Lieutenant Governor Anthony had mentioned in our interview yesterday that there haven't been a lot of bills that have made it to the governor's desk. But I think that the governor has reached out to small businesses as well as larger businesses, like Elon Musk has secured, a $3.6 billion deal with Elon Musk to bring more revenue into Nevada, as well as some of the rural counties. that's going to enjoy the tax revenue. And UNR as well is going to enjoy a lot of investment from Tesla, as Tesla's making significant investments in engineering and even tradesmen work in order to run these manufacturing facilities. So I think that the